This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Mike Adams here with another emergency red alert update. Things are about to get so dicey here in the United States. Sources are telling me 30 days or less. And you might say, well, 30 days or less, what? An attempted assassination of the president, attempted political coup, a military coup. Now, there have been many times where that estimate of 30 days has been premature. I tend to think that, I mean, it's going to happen by election day or shortly thereafter for sure. If Trump wins the election, and it looks like he's going to, because real America is so pissed off at the violence and the riots and the media lies and all that. The polls are rigged. The radical left is in league with communist China. The censorship, the social justice signaling bullcrap that's out there everywhere. People are sick of it. Trump is going to win the election, even with the fraud that the radical left will try to carry out. Trump's going to win. But only if he's alive at that time. So they are, well, I should say my sources say that they're going to try to take him out. The deep state, the radical left, the globalists, and so on, they're going to try to take him out. Now, they've tried that before, but never before have we heard Nancy Pelosi go on the air and say that Trump is leaving the White House, whether he knows it or not, and that she's been briefed on the continuity of government, COG operations, which is necessary when your president is killed and things like that. She says we're going to fumigate the White House and get him out of there like he's a cockroach or something. Basically, Nancy Pelosi has just announced that there's going to be a coup attempt against Trump. And by the way, recognize that Nancy Pelosi can barely talk without slurring her speech. She's not quite as demented as Joe Biden, but she's getting close. You know, Hillary Clinton has neurological disorders. Nancy Pelosi is losing her mind. Joe Biden's long gone. His mind is on planet Neptune somewhere. These people, you know, so, there are times I really wonder if they're fully human. It's like they're having compatibility problems with the human neurology or something, you know, because of the alien entities that are inside those skin bags. It just feels too foreign to them. So they shake and shudder and they can't speak and they can't hold their mouths right and things like that. Their heads shake like Hillary Clinton. I mean, I'm just saying that as a metaphor, but who knows these days, who knows? All I know is that they're going to try to take out Trump. They're most definitely going to try to take out Trump. And they are trying to set up something where Trump responds with the military and ends up shooting some protesters. They're pushing the protesters to commit arson, assaults on police officers, property destruction, assault on civilians, and even children in some cases. And they're just begging Trump to respond because the media is describing all these riots as peaceful. And then when Trump responds and one of the federal troops kills one of these people, the media will say Trump is a military dictator killer. You know, this is their narrative. They're so dishonest. They're bad faith actors all around. But so far, Trump hasn't taken the bait. Even though I admit, at times, you really want those federal troops to open fire on those terrorists, don't you? Yeah, I know, but we should hope they hold their fire. Yeah, it needs to get done. I mean, these are seditious traitors who are enemies of America. I don't have any problem with federal power in the context of defending cities against terrorism and violence. I mean, yeah, I have a problem with federal agents if, you know, where they're abusing their power, which has happened in many ways and many cases over the years, you know, EPA, SWAT teams and all that. I've got a problem with that. I don't have any problem with some DHS guys defending a federal building against left-wing rioters who are throwing Molotov cocktails, okay? I don't have any problem with that at all. I mean, I'm pro-police. I'm pro-law enforcement. I want to live in a society where we don't have lunatic left-wing nutbags running around beating and stabbing everybody just because they're white. I mean, I don't want to have to carry an AR-15 with me at all times, even though I do carry one in my car at all times. But I don't carry the AR-15 when I go into the grocery store for obvious reasons. I don't want to live in a society where you have to. I mean, it's just carrying pistols around is already enough of a job. You got to carry the pistols. You got to carry the spare magazines. You got to have backup pistols. You got to practice left-hand shooting, right-hand shooting, you know, bilateral. You got to practice one-handed reloads and all that crap. It's a skill set. And it takes time to stay up to speed on all that. And that's because these radical leftists are creating a dangerous society. And so if you don't have that skill set, you're insane. You got to have the skill set. But as a result, they're placing this burden on all of us. In any case, back to the main point here. There's no question they're going to try to take out Trump and that this action is imminent. It's really going to be quite a miracle, a narrow path to victory here to keep America as a constitutional republic. Now, we got to fight for that. We deserve our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We deserve the president that we elected. And yes, the deep state swamp creatures should be arrested and prosecuted and probably executed if found guilty. I'm all in favor of that. And I get all that. But the number of things that have to go right for that to happen, it's a big list. And there are forces of evil allied against America and against Trump and against those of us in the independent media who are patriots and truth tellers and whistleblowers, and just honest, upstanding, high integrity citizens who just want our country back. We just want America back, but the forces of evil want us destroyed because they also want America destroyed. So that's what this has come to. Right now, we are very, very close to things exploding into a civil war, an assassination attempt, a globalist organized dirty bomb, a tactical nuke. I've heard from one source that they're going to try to take out a city, like, well, actually, New York City and Washington, D.C., with some of these area effect weapons. It would be devastating to the entire United States if a nuke went off in, you know, downtown New York City or Wall Street or somewhere. It would absolutely be devastating to the entire economy, the whole country, the psyche of America. Way worse than anything that happened on 9/11. This would be devastating. But that's what the enemies of America are planning on doing. Now, as you may know, I've been teasing this. I've got a free ebook coming out. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. It's about a 9-hour ebook. You can download it for free, all the MP3 files, no copyright protection or digital rights protection or any of that garbage, just straight up MP3 files. You can play them on any device, free audiobook with a downloadable PDF that's a full transcript, along with photos where I'm taking photos of specific gear that I'm recommending in the audiobook. I show you, you know, chest rigs and bulletproof vests and certain types of red dot sights, night vision equipment, what types of pistols and rifles you need, and so on. The reason I'm doing this and giving this away for free is because this is the end game. We're approaching the end game here. And if we don't help each other survive and defeat the enemies of America, then we will have nothing left. They will destroy this nation. They will destroy all voices of liberty and truth, and they will enslave us all after destroying this country. So we have to help each other. And this is the best way that I can think of right now, is to help everybody get prepared as quickly as possible for what's coming. Get prepared to defend yourself against radical left-wing terrorists. Get prepared to survive the food shortages, the financial collapse that's being engineered, the next wave of the bioweapons attack that's also being engineered. You're going to need this information in order to survive what's coming. And this is all available for free to all Natural News email newsletter subscribers. And that's also free to subscribe. Just go to naturalnews.com, top right-hand corner, click on the subscribe link up there, enter your email address. And once you are subscribed, you'll be sent links, download links. Once we release this guide, download links to the MP3 files, to the PDF files, and so on. You'll be able to get all these and listen to it and learn and take action. And I wish I could release this today. I'm just waiting right now on the transcription, editing, and layout team. They're fast-tracking this to get it done. I wish I could get it out to you this very day. It's so important what's about to happen in this country. If you are not prepared, your chances of surviving are slim to none. You know, if you don't have night vision, how are you going to handle the nighttime attacks? You know, if you don't have food, how are you going to handle the food shortages? If you don't have your assets divested into gold and silver and land and so on, what are you going to do when the bank accounts are all frozen and the dollar stops working and you no longer have the money that you once thought you have? You know, what are you going to do when cell phones stop working, the internet stops working, 911 no longer works, you have no communications, don't have any further hope in any institution coming to your aid because it's not going to happen. Every institution is against you. Every institution is allied with the treasonous traitors. So keep that in mind, folks. Get prepared. Be ready. Keep listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com.